From Storyflow News, news the day's top 10 June 9th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 9th. Here are today's top 10 news stories. Let's get into it. First, from Maders Plus. Monday afternoon news updates, wars, rigged excuses, and Trump ruining the Nick 6/8/26. Top stories today: Trump breaks his silence on the Israel-Iran war with embarrassing truth social posts. Netanyahu halts further strikes in Iran after pushback from Trump, but fighting continues in Lebanon. 35 Democratic senators demand the legal basis for Trump's war powers, claims Trump calls the LA mayoral primary rigged because reality TV villain Spencer Pratt lost. Trump ruins game 3 of the NBA finals for New York City. New World Screwworm cases confirmed in Texas. Marga Blan. Hi all, Ben here. It's Monday, and what a day it already is. Let me run through what we're tracking before I dig in. There was a whole lot to discuss in this week's Ask the Editor-in-Chief. Hunter Biden's surprising social media renaissance. Donald Trump crashing the NBA Finals at Madison Square Garden. Pete Hegseth's theological civil war. The right wing's Butler shooting conspiracies turning on their own. And THE Trump DOJ's scheme to quietly enrich its most politically connected friends. Trump's desire to attend the NY Knicks game tonight in New York City at Madison Square Garden as the guest of owner James Dolan has New Yorkers and sports fans fuming as security measures put in place both inside and outside the arena are making what should be the joyous pregame celebration and part into a big mess. Next, second, from Maders Plus, Ask the Editor-in-Chief, Trump at the Garden, Hegseth's holy war, and the DOJ's quiet pay of 6/8/26. Up next, third, from Maders Plus, Today in Politics, Bulletin 396, 6/8/26. WAPO, Trump is used to cheers at his highly curated rallies and events, but on Monday night he is widely expected to be showered with boos when he becomes the first sitting president to attend an NBA Finals game. And then, fourth, from Maders Plus, the truth is coming from New Mexico. Guest article by Dina Dole. While the White House has spent months trying to bury the Epstein files, a small bipartisan commission in Santa Fe just fired 14 subpoenas at the people and institutions that allegedly let it all happen. They are going after Epstein's own estate. They are going after the FBI and the DOJ. They are going after Deutsche Bank and JP Morgan Chase, the two banks that allegedly moved his money for years while women and girls were being abused on his ranch. Next, fifth, from Sophia Hinzinger. The president got exposed and so did his communications team. If you watched Sunday's Meet the Press, you saw a president walk off a set. But if you know how the White House communications machine works, you saw something far more revealing, a strategy that unraveled in real time, in the rain, on a farm in Wisconsin. Let's start at the beginning. Kristen Welker mentioned it herself at the top of the interview. The White House had invited her to conduct the interview. That detail is easy to gloss over, but it matters enormously. When the White House invites a journalist, they intend to be in the driver's seat. Up next, sixth, from Charlie Sykes. Lewis and Sykes, Trump's NBC meltdown, Hegseth's D-Day disgrace, and Barry Weiss's awful weekend. It's not easy to survive as an independent journalist who tells the truth as we see it. In conversation with Erich McElroy, transcript edited for clarity, flow and length. Mary Trump, I had a great conversation with my friend Erich McElroy about the latest corruption coming out of the Trump regime, the assault on independent media, the family's endless grifting, and why the fight for democracy is far from over. On this week's podcast conversation, Matt Lewis and I cover a lot of ground, including Pete Hegseth's D-Day disaster, talk about a bad analogy, the Pentagon versus Mormons, why Sen, and then, seventh, from The Good in Us by Maria L. Trump. We covered everything from Donald's latest tax scheme to the capture of major news organizations and what it all means for the future of America. Erich McElroy, Mary, it's always wonderful to have you back. Next, eighth, from Dean Blundell. Dead Air W at Steve Schmidt. Trump can't survive a question. Scott Pelley is putting Barry Weiss and what's left of CBS in a body bag. Today on Dead Air, and I kept circling one frame, because the news kept handing it to us. Everything Donald Trump touches turns to shit. Every lead story was the same animal in a different skin. A network owner, a president, a federal apparatus performing strength to avoid answering a follow-up. Real power shows its work. It produces the email, names the evidence, and unseals the file. Hollow power takes off the mic, blats out the page, and changes the subject. Up next, ninth, from Dean Blundell. The Five Stack Live, a healthy Hunter Biden is going to be a problem for Trump, who lost his dementia-laden mind this weekend. The Strongman Act runs on a single assumption, that no one gets to say no. Monday, on five different fronts, someone did. A fired anchor said it to the network that bent toward the president. The man who built the Hunter Biden smear said it about his own operation. A reporter on a Wisconsin farm said it until Trump walked off the set. A federal judge said it to the name on the building. And an Iranian missile barrage said it loudest of all by forcing Israel to stand down and exposing the rift Washington can no longer hide. And then, 10th, from the Parner's perspective, major Monday news update. Good evening, everyone. There is a lot to cover tonight. The Trump Justice Department appears to be doing little to prepare for or protect the upcoming midterm elections, and I explain in the video why that may not be an accident. Meanwhile, New Yorkers are telling Trump to go home as security measures surrounding the NBA Finals reach levels the city has never seen before. We also have new developments in the screwworm outbreak, which has now spread into New Mexico and has been detected in a dog. That's today's news brief.